Well, speaking of uncertainty, let's go to London now, where British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said today he's going to get a deal and take the UK out of the European Union on October 31st. He spoke after Parliament was suspended early this morning, a move lawmakers protested with chants of no and shame. Joining us now is Bronwyn Maddox, who is director of the Institute for Government in London. Bronwyn, many people are saying this is now potentially a constitutional crisis. They're worried that Johnson won't obey a law that just passed that says he can't do a no-deal Brexit. How real is that concern?
I think at this point, there isn't a real concern, or shouldn't be, that the government is not going to obey the law, even though there were rumblings about this. No, the government has come out and said, yeah, we will obey the law. What they're looking for is legal loopholes to say that there might be a way round doing what Parliament has just passed a law to oblige the government to do, and that's to go to the European Union and ask for an extension from October 31st. But I don't think that there's a question at this point that the government would actually defy the law. We would then, though, be in even more of a constitutional crisis than we are at the moment.
But you're saying that they could find some loophole, so they could actually, the government could have a no-deal Brexit on the 31st if they find some way to make it legal to do that.
Well, it's possible in theory, and one of the things the government has been looking at is whether it could indeed go and ask for an extension, but not necessarily accept one. And so on. But we've got a long, long 5 weeks ahead of us. And one of the first things the government is probably going to now do is go to Brussels and explore a deal with possibly a bit more energy than it has done before.
So you think that the government is now going to seriously try to get a deal with the EU? Do you think that the EU is going to be receptive to doing a different deal than was rejected many times by Parliament when Theresa May was Prime Minister?
I think the Boris Johnson will at least go through the motions. I'm not sure how seriously, but I think he will go through the motions of looking to find a deal with the EU. And indeed, if he can find one, that gives him a way through this very slender set of options he now has. There were beginning to be talk of resurrecting something the EU offered before, which was it's called an all-Ireland backstop. That is really keeping Northern Ireland essentially in the single market and customs union. So treating the island of Ireland the same way, allowing goods to travel freely all around it. Now, that has been anathema to the DUP, who've been the government's coalition partners, or not quite formally coalition partners, but propping up the government in this. But they're slightly losing their power. And there is a sense that if there is a deal to be done, it is probably in that area, using different vocabulary and making it seem a bit more different from what Theresa May managed to get.
But wouldn't any deal that Johnson is able to strike with the EU, if he is able to do that, wouldn't that then have to go through Parliament? And isn't that sort of an impossible task, especially given that he doesn't even have a majority right now in Parliament?
Any deal has to go through Parliament. And if it's not Theresa May's deal, then it's a version of that saying we're out of the EU on these terms. That has to go through Parliament, no question. Would he get support for that? Well, it is possible. I think that even though he hasn't got a majority in his own party, there are a lot of MPs there who want a deal on both sides of the political aisle. And I think, indeed, if he did come back with a deal, it would be difficult for Labour, the main opposition, to oppose him on that. So he has got a chance there. But the main question would be, would it split his cabinet and his own party even further? Because the very right-wing, sort of very pro-Brexit part of that party is the part that he's most allied with, and they're the ones who'd be most uneasy about a deal.
Let me just ask you one more thing, which is for those people in the UK who don't want Brexit to happen and are now feeling more confident that there's a possibility maybe of a second referendum, what do you think about that? Do you think that there is a possibility that the people will get another chance to vote on Brexit and maybe it wouldn't happen at all?
It is possible that there is going to be a second referendum. I think that's got quietly a bit more likely, having faded away over the summer months. And the reason it faded away was that there really weren't many MPs in Parliament pushing for that. The reason it's come back now is that the opposition is pushing for a general election and saying, and the Labour part of the opposition saying, look, if we get a general election, we will also have a second referendum. It might be the other side of a general election, and it might indeed be that the general election really took the place of that second referendum. I mean, it essentially was an election just about Brexit. But I think it's fair to say that that support in Parliament for a second referendum is rising, even though there are many people in the country that think one caused plenty of trouble put on top of a parliamentary democracy, and let's not have another one again for a very long time on anything.
That is Bronwyn Maddox, who is the director at the Institute for Government in London. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.